some matters arising. There's this proposal to put in the canoeing and kayaking infrastructure at Gruntly. We were asked, would we, by the Scottish Canoe Association, if we would support the project. So we agreed that we would support it if Gruntly Community Council supported it. So it took me a little bit of while for them to reply to me, but they replied to me on Wednesday, and they said they supported the proposal. So I have given them a letter of support.
Good.
We had a discussion at the last meeting about the kids that were out all night causing a bit of a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lorraine drafted some words between us, and I put it up on the community Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a few people liking it. There was one of two comments asking if this was appropriate, but there was no arguments or anything, and it disappeared quite quickly. So I've done that. Welcome, Richard Pearson.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you.
We're just going through some admin just now, Richard, at the start. So we'll just have a little, we'll just do that, and then we'll come back to you.
Great. Thanks, Victor.
We had the discussion before about trying to find a minute secretary. So if people are, if anyone knows anyone who's interested who would like to be a minute secretary for the community council, make themselves known. So we can pay whatever it is, £36 a meeting or whatever. It takes a couple of hours to take minutes and then a couple of hours to write them up afterwards. It's quite an easy job. It might interest somebody. It would help us a lot if we could get somebody else to do that.
Did you put it on the webpage?
Sorry?
Did you put it on the webpage? Did we not discuss putting it on like Facebook or whatever?
Yeah, I've done that quite a lot, but it doesn't bring anybody forward.
All right.
It's not a problem at the moment, but you know, once we go back into live meetings again, and especially if you have lots of things, it's quite quiet at the moment, other than coronavirus, obviously, but... If there was more things going on, it would become more of an issue. So we need to try and find somebody if we can.
Did you not think that Avril would come back soon?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, Kay.
Mm. I spoke to Leona, and although she is very keen to join us, she's not keen to be minute secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
But she can still just join us in the community council.
Yeah, she's going to. She couldn't tonight, talking about it for next time.
Okay.
So there are only six of us now in the community council. We can have up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we can co-op more people if necessary. So it would be good if Lonia was interested.
Yeah.
Val had contacted the council officers about flooding. Well,
yeah.
So you've had some feedback from them?
Well, not for, but I did get an email about Comrade, what was going to be, because remember Pat asked for them. So Paul from the FUD Forum has actually sent me that email, which obviously didn't go, but I'll get it sent out this time because Pat will be interested to see it. Gavin, who I tried to get hold of, obviously isn't working, so John was going to try and get hold of him. But as far as John's concerned, there's no question at the moment about our wall or the wall we think they're going to put in.
So you're breaking up a little bit, Val.
Yeah.
Can we ask everyone to put yourselves on mute, please? Okay, Val, so if you just want to finish off your point there.
As soon as Gavin gets back to work, I will have a better answer for everybody. Once I speak to Gavin.
Okay. Okay. At the last meeting, we had a chat about the church on the Creef Road. I checked the Registrars of Scotland website and I got some deeds for the church. So it's obviously changed hands three times in the last 10 years or so. Somebody bought it for 170,000. They sold it for 30,000. So they took a big whack on it. And then it was sold again for 70,000 in 2013. So the owner lives in Dubai. We have his contact details. So if we need to pursue that, we can do that.
Did you see that they've been doing a huge amount of work in the garden?
Yeah, I was told they were doing a lot.
Yeah, there was 3-4 boys at it for days.
Who was it that organised that, Jean? Do you know?
Don't know. No idea, but they've done a huge difference to it.
So I think we just have to keep a watching brief on this and just see what's going on. So I think we had this before where we put a little bit of pressure on them and it was tidied up. So he does seem to be responsive to these things. And I suppose with the police being involved and that other thing that, there's maybe been a few words said to try and make the place secure. That's all the matters arising that I can see.